Welcome to the Gorgons and Gods podcast, with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods.
You should wait until we finish both episodes so you make for peace, so you release them together.
Okay, that works. Alright. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will discuss everything about Greek myth. However, in today's bonus episode, we will begin by giving a brief overview of the Roman conquest of Greece. Then we will explain how this conquest affected Roman culture and religion. Then, in part two of this episode, we will continue to explain and expand upon how Roman mythology was influenced by the Greek pantheon and the Greek conquest. Today, I am also joined by a very special guest, my friend Ali. Quick disclaimer before we begin. There are some references to war, conquest, slavery, abuse, and death in this episode. As always, there's nothing graphic or brutal, but if you're not in the right headspace to hear about any of that right now, that's okay. Come back and listen to this at a later time. Greece was an immensely powerful regional force during the days of Alexander the Great. Greece began to lose much of its power after Alexander's death in June 323 BC. This loss of Greek power allowed other powerful nations to begin to rise up. One such nation was Rome. Rome was just coming off its victory in the First Punic War and rapidly began to eye up its neighbors in order to begin conquering more territory. Rome began its first initial invasion into Greece in 215 BC when it signed an alliance with the city-state of Macedon. This alliance allowed Rome to begin to move troops onto Greek soil and start building forts without worrying about attacks from the sea or from local Greek tribes. Eventually, the alliance with Philip V broke apart, and the Romans had to defeat their former ally of Macedon in 197 BC. This conquest gave the Romans a foothold in Greece, and control over all of what used to be the Macedonian lands. From this new position, Rome began to further in its invasion into Greece, starting in 146 BC. When Rome attacked the Achaean League was the dominant power in Greece. It was a collection of city-states, primarily headed by Corinth. So the Romans started by attacking Corinth. The city-state of Corinth made a valiant stand, but were eventually defeated by General Lucius Mummius at the Battle of Corinth. The city was sacked and burned. The destruction of Corinth broke up the Achaean League in Greece, leaving the Greek city-states even more fractured and vulnerable. Over the next 100 plus years, Rome continued to strengthen its power in Greece and slowly expand southward into more and more of Greece. They conquered small cities, bit by bit, and even smaller cities they blackmailed, threatened, and eventually got many cities to surrender in bloodless pacts. Some Greek revolts continued throughout this era, but they were generally swiftly crushed by Romans, lasting normally less than a year, leaving Greece almost entirely conquered by 27 BC. Greece was fully under Roman control. Augustus Caesar renamed Greece to the province of Achaia, finalizing Rome's complete control over Greece.
Seen how the Romans conquered Greece, we will now look at how conquest affected the Roman culture. It is not hard to see how heavily Roman culture and religion has been affected by Greek culture, as well as other cultures in the Mediterranean. The Romans began to adopt Greek culture and religion even before the invasion of Greece. Romans long had a practice of adopting the gods of their enemies, adding them to their own pantheon. As the old saying goes, hippity hoppity, the gods are now their property. Moreover, at some early time, evidence suggesting after the 3rd century, Romans borrowed from elsewhere in Italy, known as evoctio, a special ritual meant to invite the patron deities of captured towns by making them abandon their homes and migrate to Rome. Thus, Romans would take gods and add them to their own pantheon. They did this to an extreme degree, taking almost every major Greek deity and myth and adding them to the Roman mythology. The only difference is with new names. The Romans took more than just myths of the Greeks. They also took their cultures. This cultural taking began after the conquest of Greece. Many Greeks were well-educated, and Greece had many well-built schools. This meant that any Roman citizen wanting to be educated at the best schools had to go to a Greek teacher at a Greek school and speak Greek to learn. This caused many Romans, especially wealthy Romans, to temporarily leave Rome and go to Greece to learn. This Greek influence began to trickle down from the upper rich class to everyday Romans. Eventually, Greek as a language became so common in the Roman Empire that it became the primary language of merchants and sea travelers. Another influence of Greek culture on Rome was that of Greek slaves. As the Romans conquered Greece, they captured many slaves and sent them back to Rome. These slaves were often educated and began bringing Greek art, food, and Greek technical architecture to Rome. Over more than a century of conquest, Roman and Greek culture began inadvertently linking together. Greek culture eventually took over so much of Rome that the Roman poet Horace said, "Captive Greece captured her rude conqueror."
Thank you for once again joining me in this week's episode of the Gorgons and Gods podcast. As always, I've been your host here, Eric, here with everything about mythology. I would like to thank my wonderful friend Ali for joining me in today's episode.
Wale.
Please consider following and sharing with a friend. As Ali said, Wale is Latin for goodbye. If you enjoyed what you learned here today, then stick around, because in another bonus episode coming soon, we will discuss all the major differences between Greek and Roman mythology and the religion and how they were practiced between the two cultures. That episode will also be co-hosted by my wonderful friend Ali.